Hi, this is Nina Lockwood, and welcome to the second exercise for Module 5, Reimagine Your Life in the Inspired Life Formula. This exercise is called Letting Go of the Reins. And in the first visualization that we did, called Holding On to the Reins, it required you to take specific steps and say or do certain things in your mind so that you'd experience a specific result in real life. This way of visualizing is often considered a process to win, achieve, or to succeed within a specific goal-oriented situation. And now with letting go of the reins, we're going to create a more open-ended visualization, although we'll still keep the same components of starting by being relaxed and centered, envisioning, and feeling. And in the imagery that we're creating here, we're aligning with feelings and pictures. So it's more of a qualitative rather than a quantitative process, the what of it rather than the how. And we're allowing, which comes from a more heart-centered awareness rather than figuring it out or specifying a sequence of steps that uses more of our analytic thinking process. Our job is to bring the finished version of what we want into view, complete with the people, the circumstances, and the feelings in as much detail as possible. So we drop into Kairos time as we do this, where our aware presence holds the space for our vision to come into being. We're outside of linear time. Past, present, and future all exist simultaneously, and all possibilities already exist, which means that your intention also exists, and you're inviting that intention into your reality now. And then when your visualization is complete, you let it go. You release it into the universe to allow the outcome to be whatever is in your highest and best good. Now, I want to point out that neither way of using visualization is better. Both are useful and, in fact, you know, they're somewhat interchangeable. Both of them require mental imagery. Both require including the feelings that you'd expect to have. And both require starting from a relaxed and centered state. So here's perhaps the most obvious distinction between the two. When you envision by letting go of the reins, you're more focused on your feeling state, and you allow the universe or the divine to arrange the details and the outcome in a way that's grander and more all-encompassing than what you could envision just working from your mind alone. As a result, you focus not on what specific steps you need to take, but on sensations, sounds, images, colors, those forms of knowing that are not defined by words, but they nevertheless have a higher and finer energetic quality. And you can allow these wordless forms to move and act through you and for you, bringing your vision into reality. And once that you've learned these different ways of visualizing, play with having an intention or a goal, and then try both forms of visualization with the same goal, just to see how they're different and to see how the universe responds. So for our sample visualization, I'm going to use the intention of seeing the glass half full rather than half empty. And in comparison to the visualization that we used with holding on to the reins, here, there aren't any specific action steps that we need to or want to do. It's more of a state of mind and a willingness to acknowledge what's right in front of you that's positive, useful, creative, fortunate. And when we see the world through the glass being half empty, we're finding fault. We're looking for a problem. thinking there's less than, judging, comparing. So that whatever we're focusing on, it's not enough. So let's get ready to begin our visualization. Check that we're in a comfortable position. You're in a spot where you won't be interrupted or distracted. And remember that you can always pause this recording if you find you need more time to allow an image or a thought or a feeling to fully expand into your awareness. And once you've got the hang of how to do this visualization, be creative. Use it wherever you want to make a change in your life. You don't have to spend more than a few minutes imagining what you want, as long as you have those three components: coming from a relaxed and centered body, a clear intention, and including the feelings that are associated with the goal that you want, and you'll be all set. Now, as I did with the earlier visualization, I'm going to ring the bells again to signal the beginning and the end. So, let's begin. Close your eyes, and as best you can, allow yourself to settle into a calm, relaxed state. Let your breath be soft and easy, and let yourself soften and open, releasing any tension in the body, in your thoughts, or in your feelings. And use the combined power of your heart and your mind to access that unlimited creativity and manifestation that are yours to experience. Give yourself permission to allow your higher wisdom, your inner knowing, to flow into your awareness in whatever form is best. Sensations, images, colors, sounds, thoughts. Without any need to control or direct. Because the meaning and purpose of whatever comes to you will make itself known in exactly the right way, at the right time, and in the right place. So sense or imagine a beautiful, shimmering, iridescent pink light, like a pilot light, in the center of your chest. See it slowly expand until it fills your chest, then your whole body, and then the room you're in, until that beautiful pink light totally surrounds you and touches everything in your world. Let yourself bring to mind the idea of seeing the glass half full. You know in your heart that if you could see the world this way, that so many more opportunities and adventures would be available to you. So visualize yourself starting your day and continuing throughout your day up until you turn your light out at night, admiring and acknowledging everything around you. Become aware of how fortunate you are to be alive, to live in comfort and safety, to have access to heat, hot water, food, shelter, and to have friends or family or acquaintances that care for and about you. And maybe you have a beloved pet that adores you and from whom you get so much affection and devotion and for which you're completely grateful. Imagine all the people, events, things in your life that add to or express who you really are. And imagine how fortunate you are to be able to travel freely, how you have access to information and opportunity that many millions in the world will never know. And bring to mind the beauty of a blue sky and bright sun, and how that lifts your spirits. and how grateful you are to have food in your kitchen, clothes on your back. And just go deeply into how good it makes you feel to acknowledge the abundance and the variety that you have in your life. Imagine how many times throughout your day you could say thank you, and may it go well for you. And even allow yourself to imagine yourself dancing to music that moves you, feeling that aliveness in your body, whether you can dance with your whole body or just your fingers. Allow yourself to feel a sense of expansion and generosity, openness, positive expectation, as if you were tending tiny seedlings in your own heart that with each kind and encouraging gesture on your part, grow bigger and stronger every day. And feel how easy it is to move from seeing the glass half full to seeing the glass totally full. And notice how your being opens and softens, yet still feels rooted and strong and receptive and open to new possibilities that are just waiting to be recognized for what they are. And then sense or imagine a deep sense of connection and love and gratitude. And as this creation of yours feels complete, allow yourself to let go of it, this new way of being in the world, acknowledging who you really are and what you really have. And let all the details, all the feelings, all the people, places, events, and things, thank them and let them all go. Knowing that you've created an energetic vibration that the universe will continue to respond to, bringing you a new and better way of living in the world that's for your highest and best good. And then just gently bring yourself back to this moment in time and space, letting yourself stay open to what will show up for you.